Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs can come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur. This is episode 36, and today we have a special treat for you. We're excited you're here, and we know that you've all heard, you know, Darren's story of how he came to entrepreneurship, but we have a special guest to kind of expand on that story. And today we're going to share with you why it's so important to have a support system as an entrepreneur. So Megan and Darren, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. It's kind of fun to have my wife here with me to maybe flesh out this my story a little bit more and kind of what it entailed and her role in it, because as we talk about so much, Danielle, we emphasize so much you need a support system, you need a support structure. If not, it's going to be very difficult to go down this entrepreneurial road.
Yeah, so we want to dive into this topic today and understand why it's so important to have that support system. So, you know, Darren, let's kind of go back and give a little bit of your backstory a little bit. And what we're really talking about today is kind of that transition that you took from the kind of the capped out employee, couldn't go anywhere, to entrepreneurship. And we really want to get Megan's perspective on this today to understand her role in that transition and the support she provided you and what that did for your particular journey and the success in your business.
All right. Well, I will start, and then I'll let Megan jump in here anytime she wants to add some, probably a different, a better perspective on the story. But I, like you said, I was in a situation where I was at a place looking for an opportunity to advance to a new position, and it just wasn't happening. It just wasn't. Things weren't going the way I'd wanted it to, and I decided that it was time to make a change. I actually made that decision on my birthday. It was, I forget, what was it, 2015, I think it was?
Yeah.
2015, on my birthday. And I'd already kind of been talking to Megan about this a little bit and just said, you know, I think I'm going to make a change. But the whole purpose, originally, when I made that change, I wasn't planning on being on my own. That wasn't what I was planning to do, go out and start my own business. Over the course, so I let the place that I worked at know that I was not happy and that I was going to leave. And I had a public accounting, so I have a book of clients and different things that I felt that I needed to at least give them some time to make a transition. So I told them, I will give you through the end of the next busy season kind of thing. So this happened in August of 15. Fast forward, it was May of 16 when I said that I would leave, 2016. And so there was a period of time, and during that period of time, I was looking for other opportunities, looking for other things. And I, the other day we were talking about this, what was it, like 10 different opportunities?
Right, yeah, 10 different interviews.
And none of them worked. And so it was kind of this, okay, apparently there's something else I need to be doing. And I told my wife, I said, I've got nothing. I'm walking out the door with nothing. And I think I'm going to need to go and I'm going to need to start my own thing. And she was so encouraging the whole time. Like, you can do it. You've got it. I'm behind you 100% whatever you decide to do. And so for me, waking up the next day from my leaving my company that I was at to basically sitting in bed with nothing, I had nothing. I was like, all right, well, here we go. But it was very helpful to have Megan support the whole time through this journey of making this decision. Sometimes it's not easy to decide that, oh, this is what I need to go do. And that was the case for me. And so to have her there encouraging me, saying, I've got you, I'm 100% behind you on this, it made that decision a lot less scary and a lot easier to go and do. And so that's, I mean, there was a lot of emotion. I mean, we're trying to take what was it? So August to May, what is that, like 9 months? And trying to smash that into just this discussion here, there is a lot of emotion that went into that decision, a lot. I think you can relate to just how, I mean, it weighed on me a lot. I don't know if you can add any perspective, Megan, or anything on that.
Right. Well, I think the turning point for me was he came home in June and he said, I have to sign this non-compete clause. And he said, I feel like it will really tie me down. And I just saw how liberating it could be for him to have a different opportunity. I mean, I don't think in June we figured it would be going out on your own, but
this was June before
June
August.
June before August.
Yeah,
yeah, June
August
before
I made
August.
My decision.
And when he was presented with a contract that he was not comfortable with and I was not comfortable with, I was ready for him to leave that day. I said, I'm not comfortable with you signing this. I'm sure there's something else. And right, there's a lot of emotion in that, but also a lot of preparation. We knew May was coming. We had saved money. We had a nice little nest egg. So we weren't worried about the paycheck for the mortgage or insurance. We had taken steps to make it so it wasn't scary.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotion. I mean, it was a roller coaster ride. And so if anybody's sitting there like, oh, that sounds easy. No, it was a very emotional, challenging decision. It was a challenging experience. And that's why I think we tell people, and that's why it's so important, you need to have someone that you can rely on. Someone you can talk to, you can go over with, and discuss things with, because it's just, it is a roller coaster of a ride to get to that point.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I got to imagine along the way, I mean, you probably had many sleepless nights, lots of thinking moments, and there's probably a lot of doubt along the way, maybe some excitement, nervousness mixed in there. But yeah, I'm sure that you had doubts along the way. Can I really do this? Am I going, you know, is this a crazy thing to do? Should I do it? Am I doing the right thing? And so you're right. I think there's just a lot of unknowns that you kind of have to take that leap of faith, right? As you did.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we were talking just the other day about this. You know, I guess I should say we are a family that believes in God. We believe, you know, that faith and prayer is a powerful part of life. And I know some people don't, and that's fine. But for us, that's something that's very, very important to us. And you talk about sleepless nights. There was many nights that Megan had gone to bed and I was up and on my knees and I was praying, tears in my eyes, just trying to understand what I needed to do. And because of that experience that Megan referenced earlier about when I came home with this contract and said, I'm not going to sign this. What do you think? And she was 100% behind it. It made it so much easier. Yeah, we didn't know at the time that fast forward, a year later almost, or even 2 years later to the time when I actually left. We didn't know that that's what was coming, but to just know that she was behind me. Knowing that, okay, well, that's fine. We'll be fine. And that's always what she said. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. And just her willingness to say that made it easier for me to go, okay, well, I guess we will be fine.
Well, and you have to know this about Darren. He's not a risk taker. He likes things a certain way. And I'm sure we all do. We all like. And the unknown is a little bit frightening to us. But you've got to take that leap of faith and you've got to kind of trust yourself and kind of whatever you feed is what's going to win. If you feed those doubts and those fears, then that's going to win. But if you surround yourself with people that will give you the skills and the tools and the confidence to take off, you'll be amazed at what you can do.
Oh, that's well said, Megan. I appreciate that. You know, I'd like to get your perspective. I know Darren said many times how grateful he is that you are like his biggest cheerleader and you're always there for him. So, you know, as he was kind of going through that struggle in those 9 months, what's your perspective of watching him go through that? And maybe, you know, your perspective of what help did you provide to him in that process?
Well, I just tried to be, like you said, a cheerleader and not expecting answers right away. Sometimes what sometimes when people ask you for advice, sometimes they just need you to listen to them. And so I never tried to give advice or direction. I just tried to listen and really just cheer on the things. Yeah, that looks like a good avenue, or there's always something else. But just really focusing on our relationship together and I never wanted him to feel like he was alone in this, that he was always had a partner helping him.
If I can just add one more thing about just the idea of sometimes the idea when somebody's just talking through something, maybe they don't want advice. They just want you to listen. Guys, we're terrible at that. My wife can attest to that. She comes to me and wants to talk to me about something. I'm always like, okay, let's here. Okay, this is it. This is it. This is it. This is what we need to do. This is what you need to do. But sometimes we've got to shut our mouths and just listen. We're horrible at that. We want to fix it. I think that's our nature. We're fixers. Let's go fix it, fix it, fix it. And women are really good listeners. And they can just listen and, you know, encourage. And so to those individuals out there, boyfriend, spouse, whatever, if you have someone coming to you saying, hey, I'm thinking of doing this, here's kind of my thoughts. At first, just listen. Because that helped me just to know that she was just willing to listen, because sometimes I probably didn't make a whole lot of sense, or I was just venting or whatever. But listen, you've got to listen. Just shut your mouth and listen.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's funny that you say that, Darren, because both my husband and I are both fixers. And so we kind of have to go into a conversation saying, okay, do you need me to listen or do you need me to fix this? And just set the tone up front. So that everybody knows if we're just venting or needing brainstorming. So,
well, and it wasn't just me giving support. I remember you mentioned specifically a friend who was a real estate agent who was part of a group, and then he went out on his own just before that. It was my cousin Brent.
Oh, right.
And he kind of gave you the backstory, like, this may seem difficult, and he kind of would tell you what to anticipate. And how to prepare for this, he said, because you will see a distinct change in what you're doing and you'll have to kind of adapt.
Oh yeah. And that's, you bring up another point there is there's other people that you can draw on for support. You can look to others, hopefully that you know of in your group, your network, friends, family, people you may know that, you can at least talk to them, just pick their brain, try to get some help. I mean, my parents also, I don't ever mention enough about my parents, but they were the same way, just like Megan here, just 100% behind the decision and encouraging. Even if, I mean, I didn't have all the answers. That's the thing. I remember, as I think back the first few days sitting there trying to work on stuff, I wasn't making any money. I was just trying to figure stuff out, and she'd come home and she'd just ask some questions. So how was it going? What'd you get done today? What things? Oh, I've worked on this. And really her response, oh, that sounds good. It sounds like you're making progress. She wasn't expecting to have like, okay, never once did she come and say, so when's the money going to start rolling in? When's this going to start happening? When are you going to start, you know, bringing that dollar bill back into the home? And it was very much a, hey, just what's going on? Just asking about the day and just being encouraging, just trying to just remind me that she was there for me, but she wasn't like, you know, putting pressure on me to make something happen immediately, because it doesn't happen immediately. It doesn't happen right away. I mean, 3-4 months, it was still a lot of unknown stuff. And just, she was a part of it. She wanted to ask questions. And I think I shared what I was doing too, even if she didn't ask. I was just trying to make her a part of the process as much as I guess she wanted to be. You know, a point I would make here, if somebody's wanting to be a part of it and support you, but they're just like, I'll listen to you, but I don't want to deal with this, this, and this, respect that. Be respectful of what they're willing to be a part of. Don't push upon them things that they may not want to be involved in. So I mean, that was helpful too, just to know that there was no pressure. It was just always encouragement, because guess who was putting all the pressure on? I was doing it to myself. I was putting all the pressure on. It was all me. I didn't need somebody else to do it for me. And so that was helpful.
Well, you bring up a good point with all that, the dollar signs and things like that. I know that a lot of you out here listening are wanting to start your own business so you can spend more time with your family, so that you are not tied to that corporate, I don't know, ball and chain. Is that too crazy to say? But I know that the family time that you'll get from this is so worth it. It is worth any sort of sacrifice you can make. Because that fall, Darren was able to coach our son in football, and it was something he had always wanted to do. But in the corporate world, he would have never had time. He was always worried about billable hours and things that were out of his control. And once he had control of that, it was worth any paycheck for him to be able to be a part of our son's football coaching. He was able to go on bike rides with our kids. Some sacrifices that we didn't even realize we knew we were making, that the dividends are worth more than any paycheck.
I think that we should have Megan on our podcast more often, because like she says the stuff that we say all the time so much better.
Right. Right.
But no, I mean, you guys both bring up some great points that I want to touch on. I mean, Darren, you mentioned that, you know, you've got to have people that you can be accountable to. And that's so important, because a lot of times in the entrepreneurship world, it's a lonely road, right? And we don't have the people to act as a sounding board, or to, you know, get ideas from, or just hold us accountable for what we said we want to do. And so I think that's a key role for having that support group around us, as well as just having other people that are kind of in the same position, trying to do the same things. And you can collaborate with other entrepreneurs that either can help you where you're at or elevate you to another level by being in, you know, the networks, or, you know, online or in person, or going to events, just surrounding yourself with other entrepreneurs and like-minded people. I think you kind of brought that up as well, I think is another important aspect of having a support system around you. And then the other thing I heard from you as you were talking is, and we've talked about this before, is just, you know, the importance of having family and friends as your support group, but knowing what those boundaries are. And, you know, we've talked about that several times, but set those boundaries and know what they are, and don't go beyond them, as you said.
Yeah, because I think, you know, the biggest thing, going back to the accountability thing, if you want someone to hold you accountable, maybe your spouse, significant other, or family or friend may not be the right person for that, because that person's going to kind of push you to, okay, you said you were going to do this, why haven't you done it? They're going to kind of be that kind of, come on, come on, come on. And if this already stressful process that you're going through is going to kind of strain the relationship, because naturally it's going to. I mean, it's a new thing, it's new stuff. You may not want to add that element into the relationship. That person, in fact, if you're a spouse listening, or someone that's listening that you know someone that's going to start, and you're kind of that support person, maybe if you don't want to be that, I guess, I don't want to say bad guy, because you're not the bad guy, but you're kind of that, kind of the one that's pushing him, because you don't want to strain the relationship. Make that very clear. Mm-hmm. I will listen to you. I'll encourage you. I'll help you, but I'm not going to be your accountability coach. I'm here to provide the love, support, and encouragement, but not this. And that, again, just what you said, you got to define those lines, because the support, you need the support, but you don't want to put someone in a position where they're giving you support they just don't want to offer.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And so, and I guess that would lead right into Darren, maybe another type of support system to have in place is considering finding a mentor or coach that can help you meet your business goals. And they are the ones that could hold you accountable in a way, you know. And one of the things we like to, you know, tell people is that as you're looking for a coach, make sure that it's somebody that knows your industry well, has maybe been there, succeeded in that industry, and really understands what it takes to reach the goals that you're looking to reach, and can offer good constructive feedback and perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's critical. And if you can't, I mean, some people might say, well, I don't know anybody that's done what I've done. Try to find someone that's at least started a business or is an entrepreneur. Because they can give you some perspective that at least will be very helpful. And if they're willing to be that accountability coach or kind of push you, then great. But yeah, I think having your spouse is that, I don't know, I don't know if you would have wanted to be that accountability coach.
Well, you made a good point earlier when you said how emotional the decision it was. And sometimes you need someone that's removed from that emotion. And sometimes, you know, with your spouse and your partner, you're both going to be so involved in this. You need someone who can take the emotion out of it and look at it from just a third person
objective,
right? Mm-hmm. Just an out of the scene, but looking at the scene situation.
Exactly. Because I can't reiterate, you know, we talk about this and I can't put in the emotions into what I'm saying about this process. It was an emotional journey. It was tough. It was challenging to go through because again, like I said, I didn't want to start my own business initially. I interviewed and I mean to have either an opportunity and they're like, well, we just can't pay you what you want or, you know, maybe you're just not the right fit or whatever, to go through all of that. And then to be like, okay, well then I guess this is the next natural step. I mean, it was a roller coaster ride. It was. And so, yeah, I think if you can find someone that's not in the trenches, as the saying goes, and can just be that objective third party to help you, it, in addition to the support at home,
right?
It's going to be helpful, very helpful.
Yeah. And I could see how it would be helpful, you know, to have the emotional support at home to really just say, okay, I understand the emotions you're going through. You know, I can empathize with you. I can help you and listen. But then also, yeah, to have that objective perspective, maybe outside the family in a professional setting, would kind of meet all of those emotional needs along the way.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good point. It's like, you know, your support system isn't going to be just one person. Right. I mean, there's these many different types of support systems that really make a critical, I guess, not support. That's a little redundant, right?
Just a safety net.
Yes.
A safety net. Something, because what you're about to do is going to be scary, and expect that. Expect a little bit of fright. But you go to a circus or, you know, a big event where even if they've practiced something over and over again, they have a safety net. And that's what you need. It's just that safety net.
Oh, that's a great analogy to put to it. I like that. Oh.
I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Megan, just out of curiosity. I mean, because from your standpoint, you know, it was, I was trying to get all the answers. I was trying to figure this all out. And from a lot of maybe some of the things I was saying, what I was going to do, maybe it didn't make sense or you didn't understand it. So I guess maybe help people understand maybe how to approach that as you've got someone coming to you, hey, I want to start my own business. I'm going to need your support and help. But did you feel like you had to be an expert in this? Or, I mean, kind of walk through that, maybe your kind of how you dealt with that and what you felt about that as far as you wanted to understand how it was going to work, but you also didn't get into the nitty gritty details. So maybe, I don't know, just maybe share on that a little bit.
Right. Well, I think that you're amazing, Darren, and I think that you could do anything, and I have total confidence and trust in you. But I remember you were just with, I think we were at a barbecue or something, and you mentioned to your uncle, there's a lot of small businesses in Idaho that are growing, but can't quite afford a CEO
or CFO,
yeah, someone to help them with their finances and help them grow the business beyond just accounting. And you said, I'm going to target that to them. And one of your uncles said that is, his mind was blown. He was just like, wow, that's exactly what Idaho needs, because they can't maybe afford a top executive, but they still need that guidance. And I remember thinking, yeah, my husband's so smart. He can help anyone.
Wow. Well, okay. There you go. I'm running for president now. No, never will do that ever. But no, I appreciate that. Because I think some people, you know, maybe as a spouse or whatever, a partner, a girlfriend, boyfriend, family member, maybe they feel like they've got to get in and understand it all.
Mm.
And
sometimes that can complicate things.
I think so. I mean, I think if they want to know, I guess what I'm saying is, if they ask questions, be willing to answer the questions, because maybe we forget, yeah, it's scary for us, the person going through it, but it's also scary for them. and they want some understanding. And if they're challenging maybe your ideas, don't feel like it's a personal, I guess, insult. It's more of them just trying to get comfortable themselves with that. And I guess I would just say, if that's kind of where things are at in your situation, is make sure that that's understood, is to say, how much do you want to know to be comfortable with this decision? There was never an expectation that I was not going to tell Megan anything. I wasn't going to be like, well, you'll just, don't worry about it, I've got it all under control. I think that's the wrong answer. They need to know, they need to understand. So be willing to share it. And if that support system is asking you questions, don't think that it's a personal threat. It's just trying to understand what's going on. I mean, because you asked a lot of questions.
So are we going back to the men want to fix it things, and then the women like to read into maybe some things that you're saying that maybe are not there? Is that
no? I'm just saying that I think it's important to if you've got someone that's helping you and they're asking questions, and you feel like, well, I've already explained this to you, or didn't I already talk to you about this, or whatever, you've got to back off, and you've got to say, look, let's walk through it again. Because again, you don't have all the answers. And if you don't have all the answers, I guarantee you, they have more answers that they don't know than you do.
Right.
So you've got to be able to be patient and answer those questions. Or else, again, you're just we talk about a safety net or support, that support you're looking for, you're going to lose it. And it's not going to be there. And then it's going to be harder.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked about this before, Darren, that you have to have the support of your significant other as you start a new venture. Because, you know, as we've talked to, you know, therapists before, it just won't work. It's like, if you can't get your spouse or significant other on board, then either you're not going to stay together if you move forward with the business, or you need to figure out a way to get them on board. And I think that's, you know, that's the key that you talked about, Darren. It's like, give them enough information so that they can understand what you're doing and kind of buy into the decision and get comfortable with it before you move forward.
That is a great point. You can't make it unilateral decision. You've got to make it a joint venture. I mean, maybe not so much in like knowing all the nitty gritties of the business, but just that we have this common goal and we're going to do what it takes to get to that common goal.
Exactly. And I think too, is for the person that's being the support, asking those questions, if the person comes that you're supporting, or the soon to be entrepreneur comes back and says, I don't know, accept that as the answer to some degree, because again, there's a lot of unknowns in this process. You don't have all the answers. So if you're like, well, when's the money going to start coming in, or when is this going to happen? Again, that pressure is too much, and you've just got to make sure that what they're saying, it sounds good, there's steps that are going to be taken. You know, things look like there's a process that's going to happen to get from point A to point B to point C to so forth to make this work. And that if you feel like things are being missed, I mean, maybe say, hey, well, what about this and this? But that person, the new entrepreneur, is not going to have all the questions either. So don't expect to have, I need my 100,000 questions answered before we can do this. Because guess what? They're not going to get answered before you do it. I didn't have all the answers, and I know you didn't, Megan, have all the answers when
right.
we did this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, it comes back to just fundamental communication, right? So Megan and Darren, I have one last question for you. You've talked to kind of a lot about the spousal relationship as you start an entrepreneurship. I'd like to hear your perspective as you kind of made this decision and started this transition. How did you involve your kids, or what was the perspective of your children in this whole process?
Well, that's a great question. I think they were so excited to have dad around a little bit more and to be able to see. And we just tried not to make it scary for them. We made sure that they felt safe and that they were on board too.
Yeah. I think we sat down and we talked to them. We told them what was going on, and they were younger then, and maybe they didn't fully understand it. But I remember the one thing, the best thing that you can tell your kids is that everything's going to be okay, because they're going to be like, well, what about this? Or what about this? And again, you don't know all the answers. Your spouse or significant other doesn't know all the answers. Well, you dang well know your kids don't either. And there's going to be a lot of like, what? And so just, I think the biggest thing, and that goes back again, the two of you have to be on board together, because you can't have this bad cop, good cop kind of thing going on or whatever. Because if they see the tension there, the kids are going to feel it. They're going to feel anxious. They're going to feel scared. And so it's first you, the two of you have got to get it figured out, and then go to your kids and say, this is what's going to happen. And just let them know everything's going to be okay. That's the biggest thing. Even though you, and if they ask questions that you don't know the answer to, don't make something up. Just tell them, you know what? That's a great question. We're working on that, but we're working on it together and everything's going to be okay. And if they want to know how to help, well, then find something for them to help with. I mean, again, if you're a family of faith or whatever, prayer works. I mean, or if you just say, hey, you might see that mom or dad or whoever might not be in the home much. Please help out around the home a little bit more to just make this all work. That's the biggest thing. Just help them to make sure that everything's going to be okay.
That's a great perspective. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, I know we've kind of come to the end of today's episode. So, Megan, thank you for joining us. And
thank you.
Both Megan and Darren, thank you for opening up and sharing a little bit more about your story a little deeper. And we are glad that you joined us for this episode and want you to know that if you need that support system as you start your business, we have some tools and resources for you to be able to find those support systems, and definitely make sure you tune into some of our other podcast episodes as we address some of those with you. And if you have any questions for us that you just need additional support with or help with, make sure you reach out to us and email us at everydayjoe@ascent101.com and let us know. We'd be happy to, you know, address those questions for you in our quarterly Q&A with Everyday Joe. And also make sure you check us out on our website at ascent101.com. That's ACENT101.com. And as always, until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.